may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. I'm filled with joy to be in your midst this morning. And I thank God for the life of your presiding pastor and the wife and the team of ministers in Abundant Life Chapel here in Ilefe, Nigeria. Hallelujah. I thank God for that connection by the Holy Spirit that I have with your pastor. And I'm part of the Cedar family. Hallelujah. Amen. We are one in the Lord. And I thank God that you're in the right place. You know, every Sunday, I get blessed with a pastoral charge. It always refreshes my spirit. Amen. I get always edified. And I thank God because I know you are drinking from the fountain of Christ in this place. God bless you. My brother and my co-laborer in the vineyard, thank you for the wonderful work that the Lord is doing through you. Amen. And I believe we are in a new season, and you get ready in Abundant Life and Cedar Outreach Ministry. We are going all over the world. All over the world. It's a new season of sending forth. And I believe the word of God will come fresh and powerful this morning. And our life will never be the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The title of God's message to the church this morning is the stewardship of God's kingdom economy. The stewardship of God's kingdom economy. Colossians chapter 1. The stewardship of God's kingdom economy. You know what is going on in Nigeria. A lot of financial challenges. No, the economy is being challenged. But that is not your own portion as a child of God. You continue to flourish because you are part of the Cedar generation. We are the Cedar generation. Amen. We continue to flourish. Even in a dry place, we flourish. You continue to flourish in the name of Jesus. The stewardship of God's kingdom economy. Colossians chapter 1, reading verses 24 to 29. And you can write down Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 20. You know, the whole chapter 3. You can write it down. We won't read too many scriptures, passage of scriptures today, so it will not take out of our time. But we want to read Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29. The stewardship of God's kingdom economy. I now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the affliction of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which was hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to the working which works in me mightily. Father, we thank you for your word that is coming powerfully to us this morning. We ask, oh God, that you breathe over your word. Lord, that your word will bring healing, will bring deliverance, will bring complete work, will do a complete work of salvation and grant us breakthrough in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. We receive divine encounter, divine impartation through the ministry of the word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The issue of the stewardship of God's kingdom economy puts a demand of faithfulness an accountability to God on his children. Hallelujah. Because we have been endowed with the grace of God. And God has called us to be stewards of his grace. And we can see that in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10. He said we should be faithful stewards of the manifold grace of God. And in Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3, it also talks about the dispensation of the grace of God. God has dealt to every one of us. No, we have been given a measure of grace from God. We have all received grace from God. God is calling us to be stewards of his manifold grace. Not only that, also God is calling us to be steward of the gospel. Steward of his gospel. And the word stewardship was also mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I will teach this morning and then we pray together. And the Lord perfect that which concerns us in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 16 to 18. He said, for if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do it this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. See, mentioning here stewardship. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may preach the gospel, present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. Now the word here is stewardship. Stewardship of the gospel. And then also, we're also called to be stewardship of the mystery. Three stewardships: stewardship of the grace of God, stewardship of the gospel of Christ, stewardship of the mystery of Christ. Colossians, where we read there, talks about the stewardship of the mystery of Christ. And we want to look at the word stewardship. Stewardship from the Greek word. The New Testament was written in Greek. That was the lingua franca at that time. You know, all over the world. Even during the time of the Roman Empire. You know, the Greek was the lingua franca at that time. And the scripture was, New Testament was written in Greek. So the word that was translated stewardship there is known as oikonomia. Oikonomia. From the word, from the root word, oikonomos. And oikonomos means economy. That's why we get economy. Oikonomia. Oikonomia. That's the word translated stewardship. And it has to do with the administration. Administration of an estate. When we talk of an estate, you can talk of a will. Somebody's living and he leaves his will. Maybe he gives, talks to his attorney or his lawyer. Amen? And puts somebody in charge of that will or estate. Hallelujah. So that's where the word comes from. The word stewardship there is oikonomia, from the Greek word, which from the where we get the word economy. And that's why we're looking at the stewardship of kingdom's economy. So that's what Paul was saying. That is the steward of the God's kingdom economy. The stewardship of the economy of God's kingdom. And we talk of that oikonomia or stewardship. You're talking of an upper level servant. A senior slave. Glory to God. And that takes us back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 15. When God appeared to Abraham. And Abraham was telling God that, well, you have not given me a child. I'm going childless. And so because I don't have a child, Eliezer of Damascus, who is like most senior servant, very faithful and loyal. So Abraham said, it's going to be the heir. It's going to take my inheritance. All my inheritance is going to be in charge. And God said, no. He's not going to, he's a slave, but your son from your own loins, from your own bowels, your own son, Isaac, your seed will be the heir of everything that belongs unto you. Because when Adam and Eve failed, God found another man faithful in the person of Abraham. And all the blessing of humankind, all the blessing that God will ever give to man, was given unto Abraham as a covenant. Hallelujah. And that blessing is attached to the seed of Abraham. Not seeds, but seed of Abraham, pointing to Christ. Hallelujah. So that means this morning, all the blessing you need in this world, when you have Christ, you have all the blessing. Hallelujah. And God gives that blessing that you need. You are settled this morning. Tell somebody, God has settled you this morning. Glory to God. So now, God, that blessing was given to what we call the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. And the promise of the Father was given by the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, you have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Hallelujah. That blessing you already have, it is going to be activated this morning like never before in the name of Jesus. And if you have not experienced it, there will be a divine encounter this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. So all the blessing for humankind was given to Abraham as a covenant to be appropriated by faith through in Christ. Hallelujah. And that's what the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he that hang on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hallelujah. So when you through faith receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, you have appropriated, you download, you upload. Hallelujah. The blessing of Abraham. Tell somebody, I am blessed. And I'm a blessing to this generation. See, that generation is blessed. They are the blessed ones. And they are a blessing to this generation. You are a blessing to this generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So Genesis chapter 15 now. Genesis 15 verses 1 to 6. I'm going to read very quickly. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, since I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then Abraham said, look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, look towards heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendant be. May you have a divine revelation this morning that would cause unusual turnaround, unprecedented turnaround, do a permanent work in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Put a seal upon the blessing of God upon your life this morning in the name of Jesus. So that's what he says. He says, and the heir of my house, the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. The heir of my house means the heir of my estate. Everything that belongs to me. Amen. Will be Eliezer. God said no. You know, that blessing is not for Eliezer. It's for, you know, the one that comes out of your loins. The same thing we saw, Ishmael. Abraham gave birth to Ishmael, but Ishmael was born by a slave, Hagar. You know, but Isaac was born of a free woman. The other was of a bond woman. You know, Abraham gave gifts to Ishmael, but he gave his inheritance unto Abraham, the seed, his seed. Hallelujah. And that's what we call the blessing of the firstborn. And you are part of the, I pray that you not only be the part of the church invisible, you will be part of the church triumphant in Jesus' mighty name. When you are born again, you become Jacob. Hallelujah. But Psalm 24 says there's a generation of those who seek the Lord. Hallelujah. They are called Jacob. And then that's what your prayers and and intercession is, not only, Father, give me. You are blessed already. You want to become like Christ. That's your focus. Don't allow the needs and the things in the world to distract you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. He that has started a good work in your life will perfect it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, for he ever lives to make intercession for them. That intercession is not by your own power. It's not mechanical. Hallelujah. It's being engineered and empowered by the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You carry the dunamis, the dynamo of God on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that's what we saw there. You know, and when we talk of a steward, he's talking of a bond servant, like a slave. And that's what we saw in the life of Eliezer of Damascus. Was a servant, a bond servant to Abraham. But the blessing was not given to him. The blessing is for the son. Amen. The blessing is for the son. And that's why that stewardship, in some translation of the Bible, they call it dispensation. Everybody says dispensation. Amen. So it's either you call it stewardship or dispensation of the adopted sons. Amen. This dispensation is what called the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. When Christ was here, dispensation of the Father. In this dispensation of the Holy Spirit is the dispensation of what? Adopted sons. Galatians chapter 4, 1 to 4. Write it down. Hallelujah. Amen. We cry, Abba, Father. There's a spirit within you when you are born again. He cries, Abba, Father. Abba means legitimacy. You are a genuine, not fake. You are a genuine child of God. Hallelujah. And that's why when you start to pray in there, pray by the help of the Holy Spirit, a prayer of supplication, there is a kind of interaction, communication, communion, your spirit communing with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That's what we call the deep calling to the deep. The Lord help us in Jesus' mighty name. So, God, here he's talking of a bond servant. And if you read in the scripture, Peter called himself a bond servant. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, write it down. Then also Paul himself called himself a bond servant. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Then James, the half brother of the Lord, James 1:1, called himself a bond servant. The same thing, Jude, same half brother of the Lord, called himself in verse 1, called himself a bond servant. And when we talk of a bond servant, we see that example in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's open Philippians chapter 2. Philippians. So God is calling us to be bond servants. You are born again. You are a worker in the house of God. But beyond that, he's calling you, amen, to be a bond servant. We are children of God. We are not slaves. But we serve God like a slave. Do you get what I'm saying this morning? God, you are a child of God. We are children of God, but he wants us to serve him like a slave. And bond servant in Greek, that's what called doulos. That means you abandon your own will, your own interest, and you are committed to the interest of another. Amen. The command of God becomes your will. God will not destroy your will, but when you yield unto God, he will insulate your will with his own will. Hallelujah. Amen. Bond servants. Philippians chapter 2. From verse 1. Verse 5, sorry. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 2, sorry. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given a name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So shall it be unto you. The devil is subdued under your feet in Jesus' mighty name. So we can see here that Christ, on top of Christ, that means God himself, God became human being. Amen. God, the Word, God became human being. And when he found himself as a man, he humbled himself. Amen. He served as a bond servant. So we have to have that kind of mindset. We have to follow that example. So you are born again. God is calling you. You are a child of God. You are not a slave. But he's calling you to serve him as a bond servant. You are not pursuing your own personal interest. No, personal interest is the one causing problem in the church, in the world today. Amen. Self-will. That's the greatest enemy. The devil has been taken care of. The greatest enemy is self. Hallelujah. Followed by sin. The devil is the last. You have to have victory over sin, self, and Satan to be an overcomer. God is coming for overcomers. I'll hear the born of God overcome the world in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, and that's what the Bible says. It talks about, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing that people are running after that distract them, they shall be added unto you as a fringe benefit. Hallelujah. So, church, the Lord is speaking to you this morning. Don't allow the challenges of life to distract you from your focus, amen, and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So we are committed to what? Making the kingdom of God come and enforce his will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So shall it be in your life. So shall it be in this church. So shall it be in Nigeria. All over the world. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So what is the process of becoming God's bond servants? What is the process? Hebrews chapter 5. Verses 5 to 10, you can write it down. It talks about the Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was a son of God, but he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Hallelujah. And he prayed and cried unto God, who is able to save him. And God heard him and delivered him, granted him victory. Bible says he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Hallelujah. There's what we call the suffering of Christ. You are not only called to accept Christ, but you are called to suffer the suffering of Christ. No, to partake of the suffering of Christ. Don't suffer as a busybody. Amen. Don't suffer as that. Amen. But don't suffer as that. Amen. Don't suffer as an evildoer. But when you are committed to Christ and there are sufferings, it's not to destroy you. Amen. It's to bring the best out of your life. Amen. Bible says, God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory. God has called you unto glory, not to shame and reproach. Shame and reproach will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. See, after you have suffered for a while, he will perfect you. He will say to you, amen. First Peter, let's read it quickly. First Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. He said, may the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You are settled in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are established. See that generation, you are taking the roots downwards. I'm bearing fruit upwards in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. So Christ, through the things he suffered, he learned obedience. Because he didn't want to go to Christ. He said, if this cup can pass me by. But he said, not my will. Thy will be done. That should be your resolution. Your resolve every day. Not my will, thy will be done. That's the mindset. Amen. Not my will, thy will be done. So we saw it there. He learned obedience. Obedience is all God is looking for. Complete surrendering to his will. And we can see that in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's open to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Say, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Hallelujah. When you are born again, your body is not born again. Are you getting me this morning? When you are born again, our body is not born again. We have to put the body under. Paul said, I keep my body under. So after I preach to some other people, I will not be a castaway. Hallelujah. So we must be dead to the world, and the world dead unto us. Dead unto Satan. You are not useful to Satan. Hallelujah. Carnality has to go. That's why Christ says, as a disciple, you have to carry your cross. But when some people make some wrong choices in life, instead of taking responsibility for the wrong choices they make, they say, that's my cross. That's not your cross. What Christ is saying there is that you must be crucified. Crucifixion brings glorification. Amen? You have to go through that process. So, Bible said the trial of our faith, things that are challenging your faith in Christ, I want you to compromise your faith. Amen? They are like fire. Going through fiery trials. Bible said, rejoice when you are going through some tests and trials because of your commitment and faithfulness to Christ. It's like gold that passes through fire. When gold passes through fire, the beauty of gold will come alive because all the impurities will be burnt off in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's what the suffering of Christ does for us. God will use it to, you completely surrender unto God. After you have been processed. Hallelujah. May we submit to the dealings of the Lord so that he can bring out the best out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Because the flesh is a veil that is covering the glory. Every veil covering the glory of God in your life, they are destroyed this morning in Jesus' mighty name. You carry God's glory on the inside. But the flesh will not allow that glory to manifest. But Christ has paid the price to deal with the flesh. Hallelujah. So that's why you need to be crucified. Self has to be crucified. You have to lay your life down as a living sacrifice unto God. And the Holy Spirit will help us in Jesus' mighty name. Shout hallelujah. Amen. And that's why what we can see in the book of Psalm 40. Psalm 40 now. Psalm 40. I've told you it's a teaching session so that we can glean what the Lord has for us this morning. And the Lord will confirm the word with signs and wonders in our lives this morning. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 40 now. Psalm 40. Reading there verses 6 to 11. Psalm 40 verses 6 to 11. It says, sacrifices and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Ear to hear. Ear to obey. You hear the word of God, you obey the word of God. Amen. You receive that spiritual ears this morning in the name of Jesus. Your spiritual ears are open to hear the word of God and obey the word of God. You cannot hear the word of God and remain the same. Some people don't hear, that's why. When you hear, the word comes with all that it takes to fulfill the word. You don't have to struggle. The word, if you hear God's word, that word will lay hold on you and release what you need to fulfill that word. May we hear the voice of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's what he does in the New Testament. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I come in the scroll or volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do your will, oh my God. And your law is written in my heart. Hallelujah. That's the New Testament. You know, the law is written in my heart. What the Holy Spirit does for you is that the law of God is written in our heart. That's the New Testament, New Covenant. We're not going in depth into that. But just know that the whole law that God requires is what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the fulfillment of all the laws and the prophets. So when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there's a deposit of the love of God. Hallelujah. The dimension of God in you. Glory to God. That enables you without struggling to do God's bidding. So shall it be for you. In the name of Jesus. Verse 9, I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness, stewardship to the gospel in the great assembly. It means the whole world. That's what the great assembly means. Indeed, I do not refrain my lips. Oh Lord, you yourself know. I've not hidden your righteousness within my heart. Righteousness is always what? In our heart. Righteousness. Amen? That's how it works. New Testament, it's not what you struggle. Struggling to please God. No, it's not a mental phenomenon. Amen? It's something that has to do with the heart. May we yield our heart completely unto God in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. So shall it be for us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So this morning, we have seen where we read and the text we read concerning the title of God's message to us, the stewardship of God's kingdom economy. Hallelujah. Now, and we have seen there that God wants us to manage that economy. You know, so it's a management of that economy. And whenever you're talking of economy, and that's why we're having a problem in the world today, you don't just think of the money you will make. Amen? You want to look at the impact of the money you are making, the impact on the environment, the impact of other people. So you think in the context of the ecosystem. Hallelujah. When talking of economy, you talk from the context of the ecosystem, the environment where you are making that money or making creating wealth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So economies, when economies develop in order to, when you do that, you'll be able to build. When you do that, you'll be able to build a sustainable economy. Hallelujah. A sustainable economy. Sustainable economy. And that economy, sustainability we are talking about here, is the increase that comes from God. What to sustain the increase? The Lord add increase to your life. You are comforted on every side. Your greatness is increased in the name of Jesus. He told Abraham, I will bless you. I will multiply you and increase you. There's an increase that comes from God. Over your business, you receive that increase. Over your life, you receive that increase. Over this church, as a corporate body of Christ, you receive that increase in the name of Jesus. And that's what we call spiritual organic growth. What do I call it? Spiritual organic growth. Some churches are growing, but they are not growing organically. Amen. They are not growing organically. No, it's a GMO. Amen. It's a genetic modified growth. Hallelujah. God wants to produce those who be like Christ. Amen. That's what's called thoroughbred. Everybody say thoroughbred. Thoroughbred species. Thoroughbred, that is genuine, pure children of God. Children of God that have the charisma and they have the character to back up that charisma. The devil has charisma but no character. The day the devil has the nature of God is no more devil. Amen. So devil is anointed. He has grace, but no character. Amen? Because he's not a child of God. Glory to God. He failed. The day he has the nature of God, he's not by the devil. So, now, that's what we're saying. And those who are thoroughbred, those who we call that people that are learned. Amen. Some people are unlearned. Ephesians chapter 4. Write down Ephesians chapter 4. You are not going to read it. Verses 7 to 24. Amen. It says, put off the old man and put off the new man, created after God in righteousness and true holiness. But from verse 17 says, these people, they have not learned of Christ. They are unlearned when it comes to Christ. So they can still behave like the people of the world. But he said, they have not been taught by Christ. They have not learned of Christ. They are unlearned. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. And also write 2 Peter. I'll read that one. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Because Christianity is not just a head knowledge. It's not a mental thing. It's a knowledge of the heart. Amen. May the Lord touch our hearts like never before this morning. In the name of Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 14. Verse 14 now. To 18. Say, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found in him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of the Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all the epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also to the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you have known this beforehand, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. So that's what we talk. The unlearned. May you have that divine encounter. Amen. May we know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. Ephesians chapter 3. That's why Ephesians chapter 3, the old chapter, is also part of our text. But we are not going to read it. Amen. We're just taking references from that. You know, it's not enough to be born again. You must know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. It's of the heart. It's an Holy Spirit. Divine knowledge. Hallelujah. We have seen that we are called individually and collectively to manage the investment of God within the ecosystem. We're talking of God's kingdom economy. And we're talking of economy, you know, you have to think of the ecosystem, the environment where you are creating wealth so that there's no negative impact. Hallelujah. As you can see, climate change and some other things happening all over the world because people don't pay attention to that. So, and when we talk of this, when we talk of God's kingdom economy, in the context of a healthy spiritual ecosystem of God's presence, we will give cognizance or pay attention to five things this morning. If you are looking at this economy we are talking about, in the context of God's spiritual ecosystem, that is the spiritual ecosystem in God's presence, five things you have to know, pay attention to. Number one, our spiritual habitat. Our spiritual, where we live, spiritual habitat. You know, if you take fish out of the aquatic habitat, take it out of the water, the fish will die. Hallelujah. You will not die spiritually in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So it's only somebody who is alive can create wealth. You will not die spiritually in the name of Jesus. So you have to pay attention to our spiritual habitat. And that spiritual habitat is the ocean of God's love. Ocean, the ocean of God's what? Love. We have to be grounded and be rooted in the love of God. You know, as a cedar generation, we take roots downwards. That root must be grounded and rooted in the love of God. And this ocean of God's love is called the unsearchable riches of Christ. Everybody say unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. We have to double up. We want to have time to pray. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. He said, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Hallelujah. Then verse 17 said that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. He says that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So that's what we call you can see the fluidity. Everybody say fluidity. No, when you feel something, it's like water. Amen. Now you can be filled. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Overflowing in the name of the Lord Jesus. So love. And then also Christ says, abide in love. Christ asks us to abide in love. John chapter 15. Amen. He says, abide in the love of my Father and obey him. You abide in my love. You have to abide in the love of God. Abide. Write down John 15, 9 to 10. John 15, 9 to 10. Then we read 1 John chapter 3 now. 1 John chapter 3. You want to open with me? Church. 1 John chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. 13 to 15, sorry. 13 to 15. Say, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed through from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. You will not die. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abide. Fish out of the water, the fish will die. You have to abide. That's our spiritual habitat. Number two. Interdependency. We're talking of this ecosystem so that the economy can flourish without any negative impact. Amen. The blessing of God makes rich and add no sorrow. You are blessed without any sorrow attached in the name of Jesus. Unity of the brethren under interdependency. Psalm 133. How pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. John chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. Christ prayed for the church. So he said, no, sanctify them that they all might be one. I pray that they will be one as we are one. That's what Christ was saying. I in you. Amen. And so it's there, John chapter 17. So Christ prayed for that unity. Amen. And that's how we can be perfected. May the Lord perfect his church in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then Colossians chapter 1 to 3. Colossians chapter 2, sorry. Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Write it down. Colossians chapter 2, 1 to 3. It talks about the heart of Christians being knit together in love. The heart of believers being knit together in love. How can we be stay united? Our heart has to be connected, bonded together with the love of God. Shout hallelujah. Because when Solomon was building the temple, you know, the temple, they did not use no hammer, no chisel was needed for building up the temple. The stones that were used to build the temple, they were stones that had been processed from the quarry. And they brought them, like interlocking. They fit into one another. Hallelujah. They're just interlocking. Amen. That's what we call unity. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. We are the temple of God's glory for the habitation of God through the Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Bible says, because 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, we are living stones. You're not just 100%, you are what? Living stones. Living stones. So that's why we have to, our heart has to be united in, meet together in love. Because we are one. One body, interdependency. Number three, interaction. In this ecosystem, when we talk of an ecosystem, we talk of interaction. The interaction here is ministry. Everybody writes ministry. 1 John chapter 3. Let's read 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Verse 16 to 17. By this we know love, because he has laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees brother in need and shut up his heart from him. How does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. That's ministry. You know, in deed and in truth. So you're looking at our works and our words. That's how we interact. Our works and our words towards one another as believers and to the world. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, you know, Abundant Life Chapel is not just here to entertain yourself and enjoy yourself. Amen? And forget the community. No, you are called to community service. Hallelujah. Good works in your workplace, everywhere, so that your light can shine. No good works, no light. Glory to God. That's how we interact. Good works. The Lord grants you all the grace and the sufficiency you need for every good work in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will make every grace abound unto you, that you have insufficiency, overflow of resources, financial resources, material resources, amen, intellectual resources, spiritual resources, to abound unto every good work. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Bible says, let your word be seasoned with salt. Amen. Word that will build people up, will not tear them down. Word that is comforting, that is soothing. Hallelujah. Words of encouragement. Number three, adaptability. Ability to survive within an adverse, perverse, and unfriendly environment. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3 to 5, write it down. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 4. No, and we rely on the Holy Spirit. You have to be strong in your inner man to adapt. Amen. Long suffering. He that endure to the end shall be saved. Amen. Endure hardship. Amen. Challenges as a strong soldier of Christ. You are a soldier. Number five, sustainability. Mitigating species extinction. Amen. Sustainability means we are trying to what? Mitigate against species extinction. Hallelujah. There's a species of those who are thoroughbred. They carry the genuine DNA of Christ. They are the Bible, the word is reading. You see them, you see Christ. Bible says, as he, so are we in this world. Hallelujah. So, that's to sustain that. Glory to God. And to sustain that, we're talking of, I'm running up now, talking of the tabernacle of David. In the book of Amos chapter 9, it says, I will restore the tabernacle of David. That tabernacle was restored on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 15 tells us that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire is the restoration of the tabernacle of David. So the kind of worship we did, the kind of worship in the tabernacle of David, glory to God, true worshipers. And when you look at the tabernacle of David, you're looking as a child of God, as a royal priesthood. Amen. We are kings and priests unto our God. And not only that, we carry an apostolic mentality. Hallelujah. And we have a prophetic disposition. Hallelujah. Apostolic mentality means we are sent. We are pilgrims. We are on a mission. We are focused. We're not just here to entertain ourselves. You have a purpose. We are here together so that you can fulfill your purpose in the larger picture of the purpose of this corporate body of Christ, the church. See that generation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what the Holy Spirit does when it comes upon us. Since I come to pass in the last day, that I pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The preaching of God is prophetic. Amen. You release the word of faith. Glory to God. You command mountains to be removed, they're removed. But not just be looking for miracle seekers. Hallelujah. Change agents. Glory to God. And it is done by the Holy Spirit. And it must be preserved. All kinds of gospel going on. Thank God you are here. All kinds of gospel. You will not be lost in the midst of the multitude. There is a mixed multitude. But we must preserve the thoroughbred. Those are the royal priesthood. They are priests unto God. They worship God in spirit and in truth. They are intercessors. You seek the law of God, the truth of the word of God from them. They are given to the ministry of the word of God and prayers. That's a priest.
And then they are kings. They exercise dominion. Glory to God. They are prophetic. Whosoever shall speak to this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea, but shall believe what he says shall come to pass. He shall have what he says. Rise up. Start to talk to God this morning. Yakim brodobo sandiaga pori lekende yabaya. Julevere papa yende. We are kings and priests with an apostolic mentality and a prophetic disposition. Your word will not fall to the ground. You carry an unction. You have an utterance. God has granted you utterance. You speak as you are moved by the Holy Ghost. We are not all prophets. We are all prophetic. Hey, kashandele bo kuri alaba sukinda labaya. Ingelebo shekiri bagabo yandelebo kikianda. Julevene papa yandeleba. You are here this morning. You have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit and of fire. Come out quickly. Come out quickly. We're going to lay hands on you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And if you have received the blessing, it's going to come alive in you. You carry the portfolio of God's investment. You carry Jesus on the inside. Hallelujah. You can never go down. You can never be, you cannot be impoverished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are here. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Quickly, we're rounding up. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Lay your hands upon your head this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word that I've heard this morning. Let your word find rich fulfillment in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I receive fresh fire of the Holy Spirit upon my life. In the name of Jesus. We worship you, God. Thank you for the abundance of the blessing of Abraham in my life. In the name of Jesus. Finally, talk to God. What's your need this morning? We're running up in 1 minute. What's your need this morning? Tell it to God. There shall be a miracle. The Lord will come through for you this morning. In the name of Jesus. What's your need this morning? 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 As you have made up your mind to yield completely unto the Lord, there shall be a fulfillment of your heart desire in the name of the Lord Jesus. So to thank God for coming through for you as I hand over to the senior pastor in the name of the Lord Jesus.